Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. We don't want no devils in the house.
Yes,
we
Lord.
We want the Lord.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus Christ in you.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to keep my faith. We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything. This is everything. Deliver us serenity. Deliver us peace. Deliver us love, man. We know we need. You know we need it. You know we need it. Pray for Paris. Pray for the parents. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything. Everything.
I'm trying to keep my faith, but I'm looking for more. Somewhere I can feel safe. And in my holy war, I'm trying to keep my faith.
Why the depression, not blessings? Why, oh why, you do me wrong? You persecute the weak because it makes you feel so strong. Don't have much friends to fight, so I look to the light. Don't make these wrongs turn right. Head up high, I look to the light. Hey, cause I know that you'll make everything alright.
I will shield your name. I will field their questions. I will feel your pain. No one can judge. They don't know. They don't know. Foot on the devil's neck to the drift at Pangea. I'm moving all my family from Chatham to Zambia. Treat the demons just like Pam. I mean, I fuck with your friends, but damn, Gina. I've been this way since Arthur was anteater. Now they wanna hit me with the ooh, I've been. Trying to snap photos of family. My daughter look just like Sia. You can't see her. You can feel the lyrics of spirit coming in braille. Summon of the underground, come and follow the trail. I made Sunday candy, I'm never going to hell. I met Kanye West, I'm never going to fail. You tell us do a good ass job with Chance 3. I hear you gotta sell it to snatch the Grammy. Let's make it so free and the bar so hard that it ain't one gosh darn part. You can't tweet. This is my part, nobody else speak.
This is my part, nobody else speak. This little light of mine. Glory be to God, yeah.
I'ma make sure that they go where they can't go. If they don't wanna ride, I'ma still give them raincoats. Know what God said when he made the first rainbow? Just notice at the end of fucking late for the intro. I'm just having fun with it. You know that a nigga was lost. I laugh in my head cause I bet that my ex looking back like a pillar of salt. Cause they flipped the script on your ass like Wesley and Spike. You cannot mess with the light. Look at Latino from 79.
We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything.
Hallelujah.
Everything.
I'm trying to keep my faith.
Yes,
but I'm looking for more. Somewhere I can feel safe. And in my holy
world. Father, this prayer's for everyone that feels they're not good enough. This prayer's for everybody that feels that they're too messed up.
Too much we can learn. Right. The payoff is never, ever cheap. You know what I'm saying? It pays to do the work, okay? It pays if we just sit down and we take some time to do the work. Come on now. We got it. This thing right here that we live in is not no plaything, okay? Being given life is a very serious matter, and if we don't take this life thing serious, it might get slipped out from under us. Hello. So therefore, that payoff, as far as that payoff, when we're doing this conversation talk, it's gonna be extremely cheap. Dang, I know I just came in hot, didn't I? Oh, did I come in high? Oh man, I know. I came in a little too high, man. Let me get my boy back. Trail Money, man. Too much we gotta learn. Talk about it. Too much we gotta learn, man. Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. I am Tyron Joe, the host of the BZNZ Internet Talk Radio Show, where I am always happy and excited to be here tonight. That's right. I am always happy and excited to be here tonight because what I get to do. What God has called me, I get the opportunity to talk to God's people. I get the opportunity to make a difference in God's people. I get the opportunity to make God's people happy. Not too many people out here saying that. Not too many people out here doing that, making God's people happy. Come on now, if you're making God's people happy, then guess what? You're making God happy. Oh, hold on. It's too early in the game for this, but we're going to have to do it. One time, we're going to do it. We are here for the people of God, and we are trying to make the people of God happy. Let me get my Kleenex, because I'm not playing no games today. I'm not playing no games tonight. The Urban said he gonna be in. He's stuck in some all Los Angeles traffic. So guess what? He left me in charge. I'm in charge now, y'all. I'm gonna talk to y'all tonight now, y'all. Look, we have an opportunity to make things happen day by day by day. But because we are so selfish and we caught up in our own selfish agendas, it's not going on. And guess what? If we not careful, life can be slipped out from under us. Life could be slipped out from under us. You know what I'm saying? Stop being selfish. So, I mean, we're like, I just sit sometimes and I just look at people and I see how we're so selfish. We're so caught up in everything about us. Me. But what about them? What about us? What about everybody else? See, that's the problem. We too caught up in self. But it's not about else. Let me let them play that on out again. We got to stop this selfishness. All right, we got to stop this selfishness. The selfish game is played out. Okay, you got people sleeping up under a bridge, but ain't nobody offered to give them no food. Ain't nobody offered to give them a warm blanket. But we have been talking about some Megan Thee Stallion hot sauce. let me quit clowning with y'all. Man, who we got? Who got up in the chat? Anybody up in the chat? Where y'all at? Where y'all at? Chat room. Chat room. Come on, chat room. Shout out. Where y'all calling? Where y'all love watching from, chat room? Where y'all watching from tonight? Well, you know, while we sit and wait for Herbalist, let me give a brief announcement. Let me go back and give a brief announcement. You already know there'll be no show Thursday. It might be a promo video Thursday. Be on the lookout for that promo video. You're not going to want to miss that. But there will be, not the assignment. I need the announcement. There we go. But there will be a men's panel on this Friday night. This Friday night, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, becoming the priest of your own home. That's going to be the topic. Is we're talking about becoming the priest of our own home, okay? We'll be at the Gary Muslim Center, all right? Gary Muslim Center. It's not an open invitation for men to just pull up, but, I mean, that's where we will be. That's where the men will be. Becoming the priest of your own home is very important for a man to do, okay? Because you have men that's out here afraid to go home to their own woman. Hold on. We got to start this over again. You have men out here in the world that's afraid to go home to their woman. Okay, I'm gonna let them play it on out next time. You have men. M-E-N, men, the person that God created first, afraid to go home to their woman. But we out here clowning, talking about a pandemic. We out here clowning, talking about getting vaccinated, but it's men. It's grown men. It's men that's the breadwinner. It's men that's paying all the bills. It's men that's doing everything to make this woman happy that is afraid to go home. That's a problem. That's a problem. Okay. Under no circumstances should a man be afraid to go to his own home. Under no circumstances should a man be afraid to go to his castle. A man's home is his castle, and for today, we are going to speak about it. See, we look at the scriptures, and we see our good brother Job. Job was what? He was the priest of his own home. This man had everything being taken away from him, but guess what? He still remained being a man. He remained still being a man. And that's the problem. We have allowed society to come in and dictate to us what a man is. We have allowed social media to come in and to mess up our thinking and to persuade us to program it into our minds so long till we like Richard Pryor in that movie Which Way Is Up. We don't know which way to go. We don't even know what is going on. You got men out here loving men. They don't even know that they can love a woman. Come on now, we got all these things going on in the world with the man. But the thing is, a man is afraid to go to his own home. We talk about not only that, we talk about being the protector and the provider a whole lot when we talk about the roles of a man, but we don't never get on that priest part. We don't never get on that priest part, because the thing is, a lot of people, they're afraid to talk about that priest. Okay? Who was the priest? Anybody in the chat room? Come on, I know somebody in there. Anybody in the chat room, who was the priest? Okay, not only that, like, what was the role? What was the role of the priest? We want to know. What was the role? I tell you this, I know that the priest, they were the ones that were like, they were the ones that was educated in almost everything. They knew about finances. They knew about health, wealth. They knew about, I would say English grammar, but that's American or Germanic. But whatever that language was, they was well-versed in that language, probably multiple languages. They knew about medicine. These were the priests. These were the men, probably women as well. But from what I know, these were the men. And of course, they were well-versed if there was a Bible. They were well-versed in the Bible, if there was a Bible. Bible came out after all of those events happened. So they preached, some of them preached from the Dead Sea Scrolls. But these were the priests. We don't speak about this. We don't speak about this when we are watching other dating and relationship gurus. We don't speak about, really the dating and relationship gurus don't even bring up the priest part. They bring up what man's supposed to provide and protect. But what about that priest? What about the priest, the man that sit there, he's going to give you knowledge. He's going to give you wisdom, and he's going to give you instruction. That's what Job did when it came down to his wife. That's what he did. I'm about to pull up the scripture right now. I'm tired of hitting at it and guessing at it. We're going to just pull up the scripture and let the scripture speak for itself. Let's see here real quick. Job speaking. Hold on. All right. And who we got here in this chat? Don't be afraid now. Don't be afraid. Come on. Somebody talk to me in this chat room. We're going to have dialogue. Because we hold it down for our herbalist as he gets in. So grateful and thankful for the herbalist. To take out his busy schedule and to be with us tonight and to talk to us about the healing herbs and more probably politics. I know Mr. D, last show we did with him, he had questions about politics. He had some different type of hang-ups about the politics, but tonight he said he's going to be ready. He said he's been studying his Black's Law Dictionary, so We're gonna see what he got. But it says Job's initial response to his wife's provocative suggestion is harsh. Well, this is what Google's saying. It said, "You speak as any foolish woman would speak. Shall we receive the good at the hand of God and not receive the bad?" Okay, that was Job 2:10. When the dialogue began, however, Job comes close to doing what his wife had discussed. Hold on, let's go. Job 2:10. I said, give me the actual scripture. I don't want nobody else commentary on that. I'm reading. I need it straight raw out of the horse's mouth himself. Come on now. Let me see. Job 2:10. Not playing no games tonight. We're not playing no games tonight. We're talking about being the priest. Not tonight, but it's going to be Friday night. We're talking about men being the priest of their own home. Being that wisdom, being that knowledge. You know what I'm saying? In other words, man, you got to pick up your nuts. You got to pick up your nuts and you got to carry them with authority. Come on now. We're not playing no games. You got to pick up your nuts, carry them with authority, and don't be afraid. Hello? Don't be afraid. Let's see what we get. All right. Okay, let me go back real quick. I don't want to read just that verse. I'm gonna go to Job 2:8-10. Hey, chat room, what up? Somebody say something. Who all in the chat? What up, chat room? Man, do me a favor, y'all. If y'all watch this real, okay, you ain't gotta say nothing to me. You might be afraid to say something to me, say something in the chat room, but do me a favor. Hit the share button, please. Hit the share button. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the like button. Hit the dislike button. All of that is free, and it's to the free. So please do me a favor and do want to do me a solid and hit the share button, subscribe, the like, love, all that. I need it all tonight. I need it all. All right, here we go. Job 2, verse 8 through 10. It says, and he took for himself a potsherd with which to scrape himself while he sat in the midst of the ashes. Then his wife said to him, do you still hold fast to your integrity? Curse God and die. Bad drink of tea on that one. But he said to her, you speak as one of the foolish women speaks. Shall we indeed accept God from God, and shall we not accept that person? And all this Job did not sin with his love. He just gave that woman, he gave her wisdom, and he gave her reality. You know what I'm saying? Like in the case when we spoke a couple weeks ago about understanding the assignment, where Adam, he didn't even question. Adam didn't even question where his wife or where Eve got the fruit from. It said that she just got the fruit. It said that she was persuaded by the serpent. She ate the fruit. And then after she ate the fruit, she just gave her husband the son and he ate the fruit. Come on now. Thing is, you can't be putting foreign objects and foreign things all in your mouth just because it's your spouse, the one that gave it to you. Come on, man. We're not playing tonight. You can't be doing that. Well, what does the scripture say? You can't let your left hand know what the right one is doing. Hello? See there, his wife, Eve, she messed him up. He was so enthralled with the beauty of this woman that God had made. But you know what? He should have been enthralled with the one that made her. He should have had him on his mind. Therefore, if he had had him on his mind, he wouldn't have ate that fruit. He would have questioned that fruit before he ate. Like, hold on. Where did you get that from? What tree did you get that from? Nope. I can't eat it. You're on your own. I cannot eat it. I can't do it. You're on your own. Chat room, holla at me. Man, y'all scared, man. Why are y'all scared? I'm gonna share this link myself, because I ain't even shared the link. Hold on, I'm gonna share the link, man. Nobody else gonna share that link. I'm gonna share that link. But while we do, I'm going to go ahead and give y'all a little song. We're going to wait a little bit. Give y'all a little song. Probably have some co-hosts coming through in a minute. We're going to chop it up with the co-hosts. Hold on one second. What we got? What we going to play for the people tonight? Man, got to be something that ain't going to be copyrighted, man. Let's see. Oh, I know what I can play. We ain't heard this in a minute. They might give me a strike, but we're going to go ahead and play this thing tonight.
I'm going to talk to you. Can I tell you something else before you leave real quick?
What?
just want to let you know that this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your son,
wow.
Shane got me a prank phone call. Yo.
This is crazy.
Well, what y'all think? Let me ask y'all this, like, who else? Do you think that was fair of him asking that question? Real, like, chat bro, if you think that was fair, since none of y'all want to speak to me tonight, just put a one in the chat if that was fair. If it was not fair, put a zero. Let me ask you this. Do you think the world would be a little bit in a better place if we didn't even have, like, if we didn't have the rules that whenever a man take a woman out, he's supposed to pay? If we didn't even have those type of rules, if it was just a mutual thing where, yo, you want to go out? Yup. Cool. You want to go here? Cool. Meet me there. No expectation of who's going to pay. You going because you want to go. I want to go. So what? Let's go. Man, you know, I mean, thing is, we make things so complicated that really shouldn't be that complicated. I know somebody's tired. I know somebody speaking in the back of their head like, well, what did he just get you talking about, the protector and the provider? Yeah. Yeah. When you become mine, I'll meet you on the first date. What I look like putting all this money, dropping all this money on you on the first date? Come on, man. I need y'all to think, man. You gotta really think about some things. Come on, we going out on first date. I'm trying to get to know you. I'm trying to see, like, okay, what's her agenda, like, what's her mind, like, what is it, okay, what is her relationship with her father, what is her relationship with men? How does she view men? Does she have this warped understanding of man? Come on! You won't believe this. I have met so many intelligent, like women, but for some reason, when I get on the subject of dating and relationship, like, when I say I've met some of the most beautiful and intelligent black women, like, I mean, I went to one of the biggest colleges. I went to a Big Ten college. And I would purposely walk up to some of the prettiest, some of the intelligent. Some of these women was going to school for PhDs, and we would just chit-chat, have conversations about certain things. And we would just stumble upon dating and relationships, like, are you dating someone? Are you with someone? Or if we didn't get on that, be like, oh, my husband has somebody, this, that. And there would be this type of negative energy when it talks about a man. Well, when they get to talking about a man, there's this negative energy that just really, like, somebody really done something to this young lady. Or if not they went, you know, it'd be a slightly little something where you can tell, like, what is it about the relationship between man and woman, whereas when a woman speaks of a man, she has this type of, she says some things about this man that just really is like, say somebody, Tyron. Perception of women, or a tyrant, if you love black women. stop right there. We're gonna leave that right there. I absolutely think and love black women, and I think they are amazing. Okay, stop right there. Now, ask me this, Tyron, have you had conflict with black women? Absolutely. We're gonna leave it right there. Absolutely. But let me ask, okay, the people that's viewing, can you tell that there's no negativity? I'm smiling. There's no negativity. Like, I love black women. I've had my consequences, but at the end of the day, that's not going to stop me from pursuing black women. You see what I'm saying? Well, you know what? I just talked long enough. I'll see our guests in the building. I don't want to hold you no longer, man. We're so thankful and grateful for this brother taking out his busy schedule. Glad that he said he was out there in that Los Angeles traffic. Glad he's safe. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bring on the herbalist, our dear friend, our good brother, the Hootie Mara. Good afternoon, sir. Good, man. Glad to see you tonight. Glad you made it home safe. I wanted to let you know, in the private chat, I sent that link for you. You want to share with your followers on Twitter. Okay, cool. Okay. All right. So, brother, I got a question for you. And this wasn't even part of tonight, but I gotta ask you this because it's what's buzzing in the news. What do you think about this whole verdict on Kyle Rittenhouse?
And when you look at the verdict, the verdict that
you know, I mean, that's what I was saying to a lot of the outrage. And then what also got me was the fact that the rifle was in his mom's name. So I'm like, well, why she wasn't on the stand? Why wasn't she, you know, being tried just like him? Because it was her rifle. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's pretty much it. And one gentleman, he wanted to know your take too, because he was there talking about the last time he was there, he was talking about how the law is on our side, but he was like, well, look at how that judge really played that law, and I mean, the judge was, he was throwing stuff out, certain charges he threw out. Yeah, we did. That case was ridiculous like that.
Why not have a
Mm-hmm. Right. Right, allegedly. Yeah. I remember when the medicine was the medicine was going around, yes. Belly, when I watched Belly, it had a whole bunch of themes that is really relevant to the African American community. Comment from the chat room, they said the question is the judge was playing for the camera. I can only talk about that. Who they do? Right. Right, that's right. Yeah. Politics. Yeah, because I was going to say this, is that I totally believe, according to that judge and Rittenhouse attorney, I believe they go out and play golf together. That's just something I just felt. I can just feel it. Like, they go out and play golf together. Oh, yeah. Yeah, personal bias, yeah. I know she was mad. Like, this black man, get me out of here.
Shall review the immigrant's
Dennis, there's no discretion. You gotta go. Shout. I'm
That's right. Somebody said that young man is going to be another Zimmerman. Too late. He already is. From what I heard today, they said he went and did a interview. Hurry up! Went straight to Fox News and then an interview with Tucker Carlson or somebody from over there at Fox. They said he hurry up and went over there and did an interview. So yeah, he out there, you know, big on the big stage now. Talking about as far as getting in more trouble. Yeah, most definitely. He talking about he want to go to school to be an EMT. Come on, man. I wouldn't let that dude resuscitate my dog back to life, let alone a human being. Man, he going to school to be an EMT. Black's Law Dictionary. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, they run this world. Yeah. Absolutely. I'm going to say this real quick. Ladies and gentlemen, look at the bottom of the screen, the number, if you want to call in and be a part of tonight's broadcast and ask questions to our herbalist, dial in at area code 323-870-4617. Area code 323-870-4617. Please dial in. Look like we got somebody already in. That's Mr. D. So we're going to let him go ahead and ask a question at this time. Go ahead, Mr. D. You're live.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Good.
It's fantastic to see you back on the show again. that situation up in Wisconsin, I mean, that was a setup deal from the beginning. The attorney even said in the press conference after it was all over was that judge is a defense judge. He said he would rather not have anybody other than judge to go before if he was defending somebody. Now, I'm not too sharp on a lot of things, but to me it appeared that judge was a camera hog. I have never seen a judge on any show I've seen, any gallery that I've been in, where a judge takes 15 to 20 minutes to to summarize anything that the prosecutor has said. If you look at that whole setup, it was one-sided. It was defense all the way. Everything that the prosecutors laid before him, the judge took out, even as far as the length of the gun barrel. They did not even want the jury to find out about the fact that Mr. Rittenhouse, or whatever his name is, had been arrested for domestic abuse. So, you know, it was a done deal anyway, you know. I'll just sit back and listen to what you guys got going on before I get my fur raised up.
All right, D.
Let me ask you this. Do they still let you go and sit in the courtroom and watch cases?
Thank you.
They were still upset about that OJ. Right. Posted up, my boy, he posted up, because I just posted up this pic right here, and it said the Black's Law Dictionary, because I'm encouraging everybody to get them a Black's Law Dictionary, but mine had on there the 4th edition, but he put the 11th edition. What do you think about that? Yeah, they have a whole new set of laws every January. Yes, sir. let me ask you this. What other books do you recommend to go with the Black Law Dictionary, like different terms and things that could help us understand what they're saying in the dictionary? Yep, that's why they pull you over. That'd be great, cause I got men talking to me already about child, how they going through with child support. Let me ask you this question. I gotta ask you now. Okay, so if a man is paying a nice amount of money for child support, let's say $1,000. Okay, let's say that that the lady, the mother, decides to get a job, would they take down his payment of $1,000 once she got a job? Okay. Yeah, the KU. Yeah, but that is. That's everything. That's right. We're gonna switch it up. I know we're supposed to be talking about the herbs, but when I hear you talk about that law, I get so hyped up. I'm like, man, I got nothing to talk. But let's talk about the herbs. As far as the last time you were with us, we spoke about that pandemic that was going on around. We spoke in great detail about that. So I would like to know, what are some herbs that you have that you recommend? Because we've even tell the people to go and patronize your store. But what type of herbs you recommend for people to keep their immune system strong, bulletproof? Okay. Let me ask about this is a medicine that was brought to my attention maybe a few weeks ago. It talked about hydroxychloroquine. What is your take on hydroxychloroquine?
Again, your magnolia bark, your
Daytona, a Peruvian bark, a dogwood, and magnolia, Daytona, aka Peruvian bark, and Daytona, magnolia bark.
No, I'm gonna say it's funny. It's funny that you mentioned about the horse herb, because I know I was talking to some coworkers last week, and I had a coworker say that her mom caught the stupid 19, and she said that she took, it was some medicine that she said they give it to a horse, and she said that her mom went out to a live feed store, bought that horse medicine. And it was a strand, though. The basic strand was for humans. And she said she took just a little bit of it, and she said that she ain't got sick since.
If we use logic, the horse is a living creature, organic creature. So that medicine is for the horse. The human beings, we should have to really see the problem going on.
Right. Yes, sir. I'm going to bring in, I see my boy King Dwayne in the building. He probably got some questions for you. I'm going to bring him in at this time. What's up, bro? Good. Yeah, I get you.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Brenda, well, one of Brenda said that she did start working, that we spoke to Brenda and that she was filed to about she was an ICE officer. But if she's not working, I'm not at all. So real good on that, this last visit that definitely can't do that this year. His parents and brother was hired 6 years fine. And he just got a job. And basically, in so many words, you have to prove that you hold that job.
Right.
So, you know, they had all the numbers. They showed all the, you know, the years of calculations. And I think that, you know, it's not a, they knew it quite impressive. It's like, you know, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. It is what it is, you know. And I was going to pray. Say nothing about, but he, one of the things that she did really sympathize with about was giving tax credits offered to me with the stimulus and all that stuff there. Like, you know, she started to, you can tell, she started to count that money nursing and she's being greedy right now. So I want to ask, like, what are some things that, you know, because for me, I want to know the kind of moves I can make without a concern that we need those persons that feel like bonds, the child support is a tax, and it's not for the children, like they try to act like it's fine. And I just don't want to allow my children to have a price that they feel that way. I want to make sure that I'm protecting them as much as possible from the bond.
You can only do that on the surface. But, I mean, it's a whole other show, man. It's like becoming the knowledge of certain things, but so much has already been done. All you do is just play on the surface, protect them at the surface level, so they never get fucked in on the undertow. You know, that's how I do it for my children. You know? At the end of the day, man, I mean, the way they set this system up, man, it's people talk about sovereignty, freedom, what have you. These are gangsters. These are criminals, you know, so we really deal with it on that level. Everything, like, I'll deal with it on the surface level. They're your children. You have a common law right, common law duty, divine duty, universal duty, cultural duty, civic, social duty to take care of your children, you know. And so when you're doing that surface level, you're good to go. Only if I do, you got to deal with the paperwork involved. You know, so the best way to protect yourself, make sure you pay for that paperwork. It's all agreement,
yes,
time to file your taxes.
Yep.
Now, here, that's, you know, that's different.
And that's what I agree with that.
Let's look at it. Let's see, can you hold it for 6 months? You know, 6 months is like the minimum time frame. Prior to even working for a month or two, you don't mean, you know, 6 months time you still doing that. That's good. And then y'all can say, hey, if you're working, say, September, October, verbal, you get before the judge, like, I changed my mind. And that taught me, like, you know what? Business.
Yes, sir.
Everything got to be done.
Yep.
And it's not even just to protect your children, which is great, but it's to protect you.
Yes, sir.
North Dakota is the only state in the union that looks out for the parents. Yes, ma'am. North Dakota. South Dakota or North Dakota? They get paid first, not the children. Tell you it's all about the children, but no. They take their cut, whatever's left, then they start the first one, the children, and then whatever's left is for you. California's a cold state, man, you know, so, and other states, well, California's a cold state where after child support, you may not even have enough money to pay your rent. They don't care.
Yeah,
I don't know why the
Most definitely. Yeah, because so much to talk about. We had a question, Brother Tahuti, from the chat room. They wanted to know, does your website tell you what the herb is used for? Let me ask you this. You mentioned diabetes. What type of herbs do you recommend to bring down blood sugar?
To balance the blood sugar, blueberry leaves.
Okay.
Blueberry leaves, cinnamon, rocket of sugar. That's the good one. Put all those together. This is just what you call fenugreek.
Okay.
Yeah, agrimony.
Yeah, because you know that that sugar is really killing people out here. That's what I wanted to tell you about a while ago is that, when you came on in September, what I did, I cut out the sugar, and it caused me to lose a couple inches and a couple pounds. I was like, oh, okay, I'm doing something good. I'm like, I've been trying for the past 2 years to get my weight back down to how I used to have it. I'm like, man, what's going on? And you know what I was doing? I was spiking. I was actually spiking my blood sugar. I would do the intermittent fast until about 12 noon. But the first thing I have is a shake with a whole bunch of fruit. And then I put granola bar in the shake. That's sweet. And it was spiking it. And I was like, I'm not losing my weight like this. So when I cut that out, that weight was coming off.
The body is still thrown off. The body has to be reprogrammed, rebooted, recalibrated. So if you are eating apples, pineapple, and oranges, making your shakes, granola, what have you, the body should respond. It's not the fruit, right, that which comes from the plant. It's the human body. That's all. But you got to do what you got to do in the meantime, in between time. Not have an issue with walnuts. Grains, perhaps. When I changed my diet, got rid of certain things, and slowly but surely started things into the diet that before in my past had a problem. I didn't have a problem. So what did I do? I reprogrammed myself with the system. And things that I was getting away from that was messing me up was no longer messing me up. So it wasn't that I just.
So when you say reboot the system and turn that down. When you say reboot the system and recalibrate, what are you saying specifically? This for the audience. I know what you're talking about.
You're taking everything out of the diet, and it takes back to the diet one by one. You're taking everything out and bringing it back in one by one.
Got to throw that out. Yeah.
You know what? I think
what? Absolutely. All right. Let me see. Any more questions? Hold on. That's his website right there, ladies and gentlemen. TheHootieMahaRawHerbs.com. Please, everybody, patronize. I'm going on there this week. He named so much stuff this tonight. Till I know I got to buy something about it. And you know, I bought some of his herbs too. Those herbs work. I just bought plenty of herbs from him. So please, ladies and gentlemen, patronize our good brother. I don't know why that is so loud, but yeah, please patronize our good brother tonight. I mean, real quick, we're gonna bring Mr. D back in. I know he has something to say, and then we're gonna get out of here. Go ahead, Mr. D.
I ain't got nothing really too much to say. I'm saving Mr. Tahuti for next time. I'm going to take care of him next time. Man. He did a good show today, man. Real good show. You guys don't talk too much about the blood pressure, you know, and all that good stuff. But we'll catch that next time because I got my teeth sharp enough for him for the next show. Hey, you guys take care.
All right, have a good one. Hey, Brother Tootie, that was the guy that tried to battle with you about the law last. I had him joking today. I was joking with him. I said, man, Brother Tootie had you on the fence, bro. He gave you a run. I'm like, you think you know the law? I'm like, Brother Tootie came on there. He had you on the fence. You ain't know whether to jump or stay on there. Ooh, look at that. Look at that. Hold on. Let me put him on the big screen. Oh, man, look at that. Look at that library. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Look at that. Look at him. Look at him. Boy. Yeah, he about to get sliced and diced. Hey, D about to be sliced and diced, Dwayne. Wow. The thing is, Tahuti actually read his books. His people got books all in the house, they ain't touched them. His people got books in the house, they ain't touched them. Dust all on them. Wow, look at the library, bro. Wow, look at that library. That look like one of the libraries I used to sit in when I was in college. When I was in college, there was a library that had books just like this, all up in there. Oh, no, don't get us started on dating. I don't even get us started on dating, but you know that's why you know what I'm gonna tell you on this Friday. What's Friday, Black Friday. We're gonna have me and Dwayne, who else you see here on the screen. We're gonna be having a conversation with a group of men, some older men, a lot of older men. That's our elders. A manhood conversation, and it's gonna be talking about becoming the priest of your home. Because thing is, a lot of the dating gurus that everybody rush to listen to, a lot of the women rush to listen to these male gurus, They talk about the man being the protector and the provider, but they never ever say nothing about being the priest. And I'm like, that is very pivotal to a relationship, is the man being the priest, the man that was that studied, the man that knows more than just how to build a house, but he can speak some wisdom to you. So we're going to talk about that. They ain't listening tonight. Most definitely, and that's what I'm talking about. Like, we gotta go back to that. We gotta go back to, you know, being the priest. You know, this day and age we live in, they letting Google teach them. Hello. Yeah. Oh, come on, teach. Right. Right. Oh, most definitely. Yeah, most definitely. It's going toward the man. But did he just say fake vagina? Ooh-wee. Well, all right, ladies and gentlemen, you got the, you have the website on the screen. Please. Hit him up, patronize his store. We get those herbs, be healthy. You know, get them herbs for the beginning of the new year. Since everybody's, you know, in January, everybody want to do a new year resolution. Hey, let that be a part of your new year resolution, is to take these Tahuti Ma'ara herbs. Take them.
Wow. Oh, man. Okay, yeah. I get it. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm ordering. I'm starting to order.
Man, appreciate it, brother Tahuti. I'll catch up with Lisa later on. Thank you. You too.
Man, what a great episode, bro. Just wrapped up, man. Our good friend, Brother Tahuti, man. Any final last remarks, King Dwayne?
Oh, man, I just appreciate the platform. Great show as always. I look forward to Friday, man. Look forward to chopping it up. There's some good things that you said to get it for sure. And it's before it's started up.
I didn't even know if anybody was listening.
Forward, find out if a woman loves food, loves food, they like people.
Ooh.
You got to be ready to learn, and if they can go and commit to get a college degree, they can run to the right line.
Right.
And if not, they not going to understand how you're supposed to do it. How can you understand how to be a system and purpose if you don't want to do it?
Right, absolutely, absolutely. Man, yeah, sorry, you're right. Why put off what you can do today for tomorrow, right? You know, that's why I was like, the so-called New Year's resolution. I mean, we need to be doing this right now. We ain't got no time to wait for nothing. Come on now. We ain't got no time to wait for nothing, especially if you black. If you black in America, you ain't got no time because we 400 years down. Hello. 400 years down. We got to get on this today. Hell, we got to get on this yesterday. So, yeah, you absolutely right. Why put off what you can do today for tomorrow? Absolutely. So, all right, Brother King Dwayne. Thank you, bro. Appreciate it, man. We're gonna see you guys on Friday. I'm gonna say this, though, ladies. Yeah, y'all are welcome to watch the stream. Y'all can even top it up in the chat room, but. The men, we're going to be sitting at that table having that discussion, though. We're going to be chopping it up on the table. I didn't even know you was listening to me, though. I was like, man, I gotta rock this mic till our good brother get here, so I'm going to rock this mic.
Oh, man.
Appreciate it, bro. Appreciate it, man. I'll catch you on Friday. Yes, sir. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, you just heard us saying it. You just heard us saying it. Let me put it back up on the screen. We want y'all to tune in. Brothers, please come out. I mean, brothers, please tune in Friday night. That's Black Friday. After y'all got y'all shopping in, after y'all had y'all leftovers from Thanksgiving, 6 p.m. Eastern, get you a good old cocktail. Get your weed, get that already set up, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I already know. Get it set up for you. Get it set up for you. You said what time does it start? It starts at 6 p.m. Eastern to 8 p.m. Eastern. You want the cash out too. Okay, I always forget about that cash out. Let me put that cash out up here real quick. It'll be right at the bottom of the screen for you. There you go. Thank you. Appreciate any donation that you all can give to us, one or two or a few. It is greatly appreciated. Also, please hit that like button, hit the share button. Please share this. Share this with whoever. Share this with people that may not even like you. Share it with them. You know, they might learn something. Share it with your family members. Share it with your neighbors. Share it with your coworkers. Also, if you're new to YouTube. New to our YouTube page, please hit that subscribe button because we might not be going live too much on Facebook. YouTube is probably going to be the home or where we go live at. So please hit that YouTube button. It's going down. And that is 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, Friday. Central Standard Time to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. That is Friday night. Tap in. So let me see, if it's 6 p.m. Central, so Eastern will be 7 p.m. Eastern. Tap in. We greatly appreciate everybody. We greatly appreciate everybody for their generosity and their support. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, you all be safe this week. You all have yourself a great holiday, great Thanksgiving holiday. Don't eat too much of that. Don't eat too much of that dirty bird, okay? Don't eat too much of that dirty bird now, you know, because we don't want you to be asleep while we're doing our show on Friday. So, you know, get your little slice of that dirty bird, get you some apple pie, peach cobbler, sweet potato, your mac and cheese, your yams. Come on now. I know, that's what I know. Y'all don't have that on that plate. So, you know, hook all that up, eat all that around about 2 or 3 because it's around about 5-6 o'clock, we want you to be well rested, ready to, you know, hear this knowledge that's going to be drawn by our elders. So, you know, can't wait for that. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say, hey, be safe, have a great holiday, and peace.